So this is my first Christmas here at the cathedral. I'm told that I was asked to celebrate the 4 p.m. Christmas Vigil Mass, which has often been referred to as the Children's Mass. So if the children, if you could just do me a favor and just raise your hands, we can see where you are. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There. Yes. And thank you for doing me that favor so I can see where you guys are. But now that I have your attention, I just want you to think as well that you did something that you're asked to do. Yeah, the priest up here asked you to raise your hand, and you raise your hand, right? But how many times have your parents asked you to do something and asked you to do something, to do a chore, to do a task, clean your room or whatever, and you don't quite do it right away? You say, "No, wait, I'm busy, I'll do it later, I'm doing other things." And today, our celebration of Christmas, it is certainly about God's great love for us, about His great plan. But in order for His great plan to happen, in order for Jesus to come into the world, ordinary people like you and me had to say yes to God's plan. Think of Saint Mary. Think of Saint Joseph. When the angels appeared to them, they didn't say, "Oh, wait, hold on, I'm busy, I'll take care of that later," or, "I have other plans." No. We know the story of when the angel Gabriel visited Mother Mary. Gabriel gives her this plan, this amazing plan of God. And what does Mary say? "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." In other words, that's a pretty fancy way of saying yes, and I'll do it. In our gospel today, what I just read for you, we listen to the story of Saint Joseph when he heard about Mary being pregnant with baby Jesus. And this wasn't how it was supposed to go. Joseph had his plan. He was supposed to marry his wife, Mary. They're supposed to come together and start a home, and then they will start to have a family. But things started going out of order, and Joseph had a plan to say, "Well, I'm just going to call it off. I'm just going to let Mary go away." That was Joseph's plan. But the angel appeared to him and gave him another plan, showed him God's plan. And what did Joseph do? He awoke from this dream, seeing this angel, and did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. Joseph responded to God's plan. And it was because Saint Mary and Saint Joseph said yes to God's plan, didn't tell God's plan to wait, that we are able to celebrate this amazing, beautiful, happy celebration we have today, this feast day of Christmas, the birthday of Jesus Christ. And we can think that this great plan of God's love was a plan that started long, long before any of us came into existence, before we were born, before our parents met, before their parents met, and on and on and on. Because long ago, you know the story of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, the first human beings, our first parents, as it were, they sinned. They rejected God. And because of that, horrible things happened to humanity. Death came. We began to be angry at one another and separated from one another. Sin. And as we were falling and falling into this pit of ugliness and death and danger, God set out this plan to save us, to give us a Savior. Saint Paul, in his preaching that we heard today in the second reading, in the Acts of the Apostles, gives a little taste of this plan. A fancy word to call this plan is two words: salvation history. Salvation history. And we see that in history, in our past, God was showing His love to us. St. Paul points out some highlights. He chose the children of Israel to be a nation. He led them out of slavery. He raised up a good king for them, David. And all this was to prepare the way for him to bring Israel a Savior, Jesus Christ. What is a Savior? A Savior is someone who saves us. And why do we need to be saved? Because we can't help ourselves. And that is what we celebrate today. We celebrate tomorrow and for the season of Christmas, Jesus coming to earth to save us. But Jesus isn't just simply some superpowered human being, right? Jesus is God Himself. That's what the name Emmanuel means, God with us. If you can imagine that, we can see that sometimes in children's hospitals, certain superheroes show up, Batman or Spider-Man, and they hang out with the patients at the children's hospital. It's a blast because we have these superheroes there, and it's fun, and they represent something that's good about being human and noble. But Jesus Christ, this baby that we celebrate being born today, is more than just a superhero. He is the all-powerful God who became small enough to be carried in the womb of his mother, to be carried in her arms. And we could think about how this little girl from our parish carried this little baby Jesus statue as part of our procession today to kick off our Mass. That's how God who made the universe became for us, because he loves us so much and he wants to save us. But God did not do it all on his own. He could have. He could have done all this by his own. He could have snapped his fingers and we would be saved. But he asked people to be part of his plan. Asked St. Mary, St. Joseph to say yes. So for this Christmas season, there are two things I would ask you to all to think about. Whether you'd be, from this tall to, this tall, right? To think about, one, how God loves me so much that he came to earth. He came to earth to walk among us, to die, to save me, to give me his life. And secondly, to think that God may be asking me to say yes in my own life, to be part of his great plan, to help other people, to bring them salvation, to share them the life of Jesus. And we pray that instead of saying wait, or no, or I'm not ready, or I have other plans, that we say yes, yes to God's plan in our life, because it is his plan, the plan we celebrate today of Jesus coming to earth, that gives us the greatest life we can have.